Gentlemen, it is CADcast episode number 214, and I am Cheapy D, and I am coming at you from Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we've got Wombat coming at you.
Yeah, and doing my best to please Cheapy D since 2005.
That's right.
Yeah.
And is your best, has your best been good enough?
Well, that's really for you to decide. Has my best been good enough? You are coming right at me.
I'm not sure. I need to write up a report. Shipwreck, make some spreadsheets, Shipwreck.
I will, as long as you're not coming at me. I'm good.
We need like a pro and con.
You guys just kind of come at each other. Okay.
We've used the word come way too much for the first minute.
That's the dirtiest Shipwreck's ever been, and we've only been on the air for 51 seconds. I like this show already.
Right, are you feeling randy, Shipwreck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been almost 2 weeks since we've done a show.
Oh. I thought you were going to say something else.
Well, we did
my pants were on for what?
What do you mean a mini show? The Tokyo Game Show. That wasn't
that
2 weeks ago.
That show sucked. That show was terrible.
Well, it was terrible, but it was a show.
It was a show. I was half asleep. It was very late in the morning for me.
I think three people listened to it because there were about four comments.
It only got like 15,000 downloads, which is low for us. So anyway, we'll move on. Bigger and better things. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about all the 3DS stuff that's come out lately. Shipwreck's been playing games. I've been playing games. Wombat has probably been playing something.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Halo.
Okay, good. So I just got back from a Hawaiian vacation, and I just want to say that it was awesome. Hawaii is... You've been to Hawaii, right, Wombat?
No, I have not.
Well, how'd you know about Mahalo?
Because I'm worldly.
I don't know. Yeah, everybody says mahalo there. I still don't know what it means. Thank you or please or something like that.
I think it means thank you. It might mean both. There's only like three letters in the Hawaiian alphabet.
Hawaii is pretty cool.
And one of them is pineapple.
Pineapple's a letter?
In Hawaii.
Hawaii is pretty cool because you can, like, we stayed on the beach. There was, we rented like a condo, this condo place. And so it's literally like you could walk to the beach in 3 minutes from out your door. And so you could basically, there's all these different, what do you call them? Like tropical settings on this. We went out to Oahu, like, you know, Honolulu, that like the main island where the big airport is. And you can drive, like you get in your car from the beach, drive 10 minutes. There's, you know, Target, Super Kmart, like four GameStops, you know, like every major type of store that you could think of in America, which of course is amazing to me. Like I walk into a Target and it's just like incredible. I could read all the stuff on the shelves. Everything is cheap. It's just sort of like the promised land. So you drive 10 minutes to a Target and then maybe you drive another 20 minutes. And now you're in a rainforest area. It's like everywhere on the island, even the small island, has like a different climate. It's really amazing. You should definitely check out my pictures on flickr.com/GPD. You can see the sunset and snails. I took pictures of snails. And the only
GPD recommends Hawaii as a vacation destination.
Definitely.
You heard it here first.
And well, especially if you.
That's funny. Why is okay, that, go ahead.
Why is that funny?
Because sarcasm is funny.
Was he being? You were being sarcastic.
Well, he was pointing out the fact that calling Hawaii a great vacation destination pretty much doesn't need to be said.
Oh. Well, it's good if you live in Japan because it's only a 7-hour flight. It's like the closest you can get to being in America and getting Jamba Juice.
So take heed, Jon Snow and Mark McDonald. And
I think Mark is going there soon, actually. I'm going to have to talk to him about it. But I only bought three things while I was in Hawaii. I bought Halo Reach, NHL 11, and sunglasses. Those are my souvenirs. Which,
what kind of sunglasses?
NHL 11 is a top seller in Hawaii, too.
They had it. There was plenty in stock. What kind of sunglasses? The kind that you buy at Target for $17.
Oh, that's the kind that I have.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I figure it's just a matter of time before Ty takes them and just bends the frames all the way back.
It's only a matter of time. I have to thank Ty, by the way.
Why?
Yes, because last night or your morning, Ty and Sabrina chatted online.
On Skype.
On Skype. They had a video conference, and I was trying to get my daughter to eat something healthy, which, of course, she did not want to do. But as soon as she saw Ty eating a banana, all she wanted was a banana. So thanks to Ty, I was able to get Sabrina to eat some fruit.
She had two bites of a banana.
She ate about half of it, actually.
Oh, cool.
So, which is, you know, for someone her size, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway,
Thank Ty for me.
I will thank him. He was, he likes bananas. The boy likes bananas. And of course, it was great to see my parents. We all stayed in a three-bedroom condo together for a week. And, you know, they got the quality Ty time and I got to eat nachos. So it worked out great. And the whole time I'm there, I keep, like, every time I order some food, like, we went to, what was the name of this place? Like, what was the place where I got the omelet? I don't know, I got a big omelet somewhere. And every time, the only thing I could think of was how much this omelet would cost in Tokyo. So I'd buy, like, an omelet for, like, $7 in Hawaii, and I would say, do you know what the street value of this omelet is in Tokyo? Because it would be, like, $25. Just for everything, like pancakes, like a big stack of pancakes. Like, you can't get a big stack of pancakes for any reasonable price in Tokyo. It's going to be like $20-25. Just made me sort of homesick for America, the land of oversized portions at cheap prices. I probably gained like 5 pounds while I was there in a week.
There are a lot of vacant houses on Long Island.
I'm sure everywhere.
That too, but you know.
Yeah.
So. Why would you want to move anywhere else?
Yeah, I think I had.
You could go to the same Target that I go to. You could say hi to Kenny. He's a big CADcast fan.
Target is amazing. They've managed to make like Walmart look and Kmart look like really super low class operations. Well, meanwhile, they're just like the same thing, but slightly nicer looking inside. But that's all it really takes.
No, the difference between Target and Walmart and Kmart is Target gets rid of crap that doesn't sell.
Oh.
Like, I can walk into Kmart, and I've posted this up on Twitter before. There is still an end cap in the Kmart by me that has NSYNC and Backstreet Boys keychains. Just a whole end cap of them.
How much are they? Because could you send a few?
They're like
way?
$3 a pop. But, yeah, that's the difference. Is Target clears their crap out. Like, right. If it's not selling, it is gone.
And they have nice stuff in there.
They have some decent stuff, and they rotate. They do. They rotate stock often. So it's like, oh, when are they going to get it? Oh, this is nice. I better get it, because in 2 weeks from now, they're not going to sell these tables anymore. They're going to have the new tables.
Right. Anyway, I'd love to tell you some really exciting things that I did in Hawaii, but mostly it was swimming in the ocean, swimming in a pool. We went to the Dole Plantation and rode the Pineapple Express train, which Ty loved, and, you know, went to some gardens and ate a lot of food. We went to Roy's.
Did you find a tiki necklace?
No.
No?
I told you, I didn't buy anything.
Tried to kidnap your your brothers?
No, I don't have any brothers.
I know that.
No, we didn't. I would love to tell you I did exciting things, but it was mostly just family time, which was good. So,
what was better, Roy's in Hawaii or Roy's of Hawaii in LA?
Roy's in Hawaii has like more interesting sushi things, which we got.
But did you get the canoe?
Yeah, I don't think we didn't get that. No, they had it. We didn't get it. We actually went there twice. We went there the first night and the last night.
So it was good.
We're good like that. Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. Anyway, some show feedback from our Tokyo Game Show, Wombat. Only one thing today. I guess there's only two comments.
There was literally 31 comments in the show thread.
Okay, so why don't you read it.
Matt J. 1991 says, if Move can release some solid A+ titles that utilize the Move controls well, then I will pick it up. If it keeps releasing titles that are essentially bad PS3 games with pointless motion controls added, then I won't. Simple as that.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. And that's sort of leads us, you know, because last week I talked about how I played a couple of moves things at TGS and just none of them looked that interesting. But yeah, it all comes down to the software. It all comes down to the games and not gimmicks, right? And that's brings us right into the Nintendo 3DS, which they had a press conference yesterday in Japan. They announced the release date and the price. The release date
is... call it the Threeds?
Oh, the Threeds? Is that it?
Yeah, we're calling it the Threeds.
Hmm.
I don't like that.
No.
No, you don't like the Threeds? I kind of like the Threeds.
How about the 3Ds?
No.
Right.
No, that doesn't work for me either.
You know, they call my family the 3Ds. Because it's we're Dina, Donald.
You all have big boobs?
Exactly. Exactly. No, because our names all start with D.
Oh.
And we have big boobs.
There you go.
So anyway, they announced the price. It was 25,000 yen. It's coming out in February in Japan. And they say March for America with no price. Is that the story?
Yep. Free for Americans in March.
Free for Americans. No, I don't think that's it. So, yeah. So people are like, wow, that sounds expensive. They do they go onto like Google and check the exchange rate. And they see that comes out to almost $300.
But if we use the omelet scale.
Right. Do you know what the street value of that DS is?
Because, I mean, let's face it, if a $25 omelet costs $7 in the U.S.,
right, right.
Then by that math, a $300 DS should cost like $125 in the States.
Right.
How many omelets do I have to make to get a 3DS? Like,
you can't make
some kind
an
of
omelet.
Exchange going?
Well, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Do you know GameStop now accepts omelet trade-ins? I'm pretty sure. So... I don't do the real question is, do you think that this is going to be $300 in America? And I think you can't really just do a straight currency conversion on this. The as I've said a million times, and now it's a million and one, the dollar is so weak against the yen right now that everything is all screwed up. So I hope they're not going to release this for $300 in America. That seems to be ridiculous. $250 seems more realistic to me. But even that seems pretty expensive for basically is what is a Nintendo DS with a 3D gimmick.
Well, see, what I think is going to happen
is I think it's going to come out at $250, but I almost believe there has to be a price drop before Christmas next year.
I believe that is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to get all the suckers who are like, oh, I got to get this right now. You know, it looks so cool. 3D, 3D, 3D. Tagging, Wi-Fi tagging, or whatever the thing's actually called. Get it now, and then by Christmas time, it'll be $199.
It has to be, right? I mean, this is the price of a Power Wheel. Like, if you're going to buy your kid a $300 item or $250 item, you don't want this to be something that they can leave anywhere or fall out of their pocket anywhere. Like,
it seems very expensive. And as I was talking,
there's nothing like that for kids. It's $300 that.
Is a toy, basically.
Right.
And as Super Programmer John was, we were discussing this over chat, and he was saying, you know, it's pretty weird that Nintendo, who had a really successful strategy with the Wii, they said, okay, we're not going to have the most powerful hardware. We're going to have something that has a function that no other system has, is motion control. And also, it's going to be cheaper than everybody else. So when people go to the store, they're going to see the Wii as the lowest price option. They're going to see it as something family-friendly and having a feature that none of these other systems have. And something totally new. And now it seems like they've thrown that out the window. Even though they were really successful, they putting out the 3DS with 3D, a feature that the PlayStation 3 has. Of course, you need a very expensive television attached to it, but whatever. And it's an expensive piece of hardware, and they're positioning it as like cutting edge hardware. So I don't know.
Now here's the question, though: it's expensive compared to what?
It's expensive compared to a lot of things. I mean, compared to what?
Compared to what other handheld you could buy for a 12-year-old that you'd feel comfortable giving them?
A regular DS.
Okay, so Nintendo still makes money.
Okay. But I'm just saying, compared to other things.
Compared to what other things?
How about an iPod Touch?
I don't know. Do you,
let me get started on that now.
I was going to say, though, do you want to give a 12-year-old an iPod Touch?
Well, let's forget about the 12-year-old thing. Let me ask you this question.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm playing devil's advocate.
That's okay. That's a good thing to play. But I wanted to talk about this, too. What would you rather have as you? As you, Wombat.
A 12-year-old.
As a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old with facial hair.
I was a 12-year-old with facial hair.
Right. Would you rather have a $250 to $300 Nintendo 3DS or a new iPod Touch that also can shoot HD video, has a really nice camera attached to it as opposed to a 0.3 megapixel camera attached to it, and can play games that cost free to maybe $5 to $10 or games that start at probably $30 and up? I mean, to me, it seems like the iPod is a way better, and is, of course, an awesome, you know, music player and has all these apps and can do a million things, surf the internet, and could even be a phone if you just buy the phone version.
Well, then, but you're going into a whole other thing. Like, say I want to use the internet functions more than just Wi-Fi. Well, now I'm paying a monthly fee. If I'm using it as a phone and using it as an internet browser, now I'm paying a monthly fee. If I get the 3DS and I want to check out the virtual console, I'm not going to have to pay a monthly fee for that.
Well, of course. Well, you don't need one. You don't need it either.
And we don't know how much those virtual console games are. If it goes by the same price model as the Wii, I could get some great games for $5.
Game Boy games you're getting.
Yeah.
Game Boy Color games.
For maybe $5, who knows, maybe
less.
And
you don't need to pay a monthly fee if you're using Wi-Fi on your iPod.
Yeah, I mean, but that means I can only use it really from home.
Well, same with, what are you going to do on the 3DS? You're not going to get on the Nintendo store when you're outside, when you're not on Wi-Fi, right?
I don't know.
It doesn't have a network capability built into it? No.
Not like the Kindle?
It's not like the Kindle. So, I don't know. It seems really expensive to me. I would much rather have an iPod Touch or an iPhone than a 3DS. I haven't seen, and this goes for, you know, the PS3 or anything. I haven't seen an example of a 3D game that to me says, hey, this makes the game a better game, that 3D games are better than 2D games. I haven't seen anything like that. I've seen some good examples of 3D being used in the games, like MotorStorm.
Well, you liked what we saw at E3. Saw the 3DS.
I mean, it worked. I admitted that it worked, right? That the 3D effect was good, but we didn't really see any games that were like even close to being full games.
Yeah, but Face Shooter was fun.
Face Shooter was fun, but is it going to be $250 to $300 fun and plus the cost of the game fun? It just seems, I don't know. It seems very gimmicky. It seems really super gimmicky to me. People are all excited about it, and they haven't seen any, really haven't seen much.
Well, they showed a whole bunch of the games. Like, you can see videos of them and stuff. And it does look significantly better than what the current DS does. I mean, the Resident Evil stuff, the Street Fighter stuff.
Metal Gear stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good.
Does it look much better than an iPod? I watched all that stuff.
The problem with the iPod is the controls. Gameplay,
yeah, I think, I mean, we're talking about, do I want to play a game that costs $30 but maybe excellent with analog controls against the $5 game that is worth $5?
Right. That's a good question. I don't, you know, to me, I think I'd rather play the $5 game. But other people have different tastes, and certainly people are going to be willing to spend this kind of money. I mean, Shipwreck, what do you think about the pricing of this thing?
Well, I'm gonna get one, obviously.
Well, okay, but that goes without saying. I mean, I'm gonna get one too because I'm gonna unbox it and put it on.
I think at $250, that's not unreasonable for what it does. I mean, you're gonna throw a Mario game on here. You're gonna throw Nintendogs, all the like the Zeldas, all the Nintendo properties are gonna be on here, and they're gonna be the only place you can play these games. So it's gonna sell,
and it's probably gonna be better than their Wii versions of these games. At least for me, I think with an analog stick, I'd probably enjoy a 3D Mario game more on the 3DS than I will on the Wii.
That's an interesting point.
And that's, you know, hey, that's me. I mean, I may be alone in this, but that's just, you know, it for me, I think, you know, what I think the most recent Dragon Quest that I've been playing on the DS is better than any game I've played on my iPhone.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, it also costs, you know, 10 times as
one,
much.
One game is $35, and most of the iPhone games I have cost a dollar.
Right.
But you know what? I have, you know, 15 games and one, you know, versus the one great game. It's the one great game that's worth $35.
Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Let's maybe we should talk about some of the other features of the 3DS. So I guess the big one that people are sort of talking about is this tagging feature that the machine can automatically stay on in network mode and then do things when it comes in contact with other people's 3DSs. The video that I watched was the Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter video. Have you seen that feature demonstrated? I mean, it seems...
I live in Ohio.
Yeah.
I'm not coming across anybody. I'm not coming across anybody on a daily basis with a DS on or right. off or however you want to do it.
Right.
So I don't care about these tagging features. Like if I live in Japan and I was getting Dragon Quest maps and everything that the current DS already does... this is just a different, I guess, battery saving method of it. I don't know. What does it do?
Well, for Street Fighter, they said that there's like a game where you collect Street Fighter figures. And when you have it in this tagging mode and you're walking around town, when it comes in contact with other people, even if the game is not in the system, your figures will fight the other people's figures and then you can win more figures. But of course, it's just all goes on behind the scenes and it's, I don't know. You don't see it. I don't think you see anything. It's just you turn on your 3DS and you have more figures. But
it's kind of cool. It's kind of the same idea as the treasure, whatever that game was. What was that? Treasure World.
Yeah.
Where you went around and got the different Wi-Fi signals and it collected stuff for you. I like that idea, but I'm not going to find anything just in Ohio unless I go to a GameStop meetup or something like that.
Right. It just seems gimmicky to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm sour.
But. Well, you're not going to get any new figures if you're just sitting in your apartment.
Well, I go out. I go out all the time.
He's got to eat, you know.
I go out for lunch. I pick up Ty from daycare. And
you go out for lunch.
And I go out for lunch. And I drop off Ty at daycare.
And then you go out for lunch.
Sometimes I go out for lunch. So, I don't know. I think people are getting really excited about it. And they don't really... know necessarily what they're getting excited about. I think 3D is still very much a gimmick and it's very much unproven.
You can turn it off on a 3DS and it still looks good.
I will agree with you in the sense that I think that the 3DS is definitely a when it's out, I will make a decision. Right now, it's still in my mind, it doesn't really exist yet phase.
Right.
So, yes, am I hedging my opinions until I actually see the thing in stores? Yeah, but, you know, then again, that's me. Do I think that it still has potential? I think it has tremendous, tremendous upside, as they say.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just bored with the whole DS design.
Maybe you have no soul.
Maybe.
Have you thought about that?
When's the last time you played your DS?
Dude, I couldn't even tell you where it is.
Okay, this isn't for you then.
I even bought a DSi. I, you know, it's somewhere. Oh, here it is. I found it. It's behind me on a shelf in the box. Everything's still in the original box. I meant to sell it back after I did the unboxing video, and somehow I forgot to do that. But I'm not going to, well, I'll buy the 3DS. We'll do an unboxing video, and we'll see. Maybe I'll fall in love with it. I still think 3D has a lot to prove. Yes, it definitely works. We checked it out at E3. It works. I'm just not convinced.
Well, the advantage with this 3D, I mean, you can't compare this 3D to the PS3 3D. I mean, you don't need a new TV. You don't need glasses.
It's also on a tiny screen. It's on a 3.5-inch screen.
Well, all handhelds are on a tiny screen.
I know. It's hard for me to get excited about 3D on a 3.5-inch screen.
Then, you know what? Then let's move on.
What, you think people are hanging up on the show right now?
I think so. It's because you're talking about something that you don't care about to begin with.
Okay, well, I mean,
you don't care about it from the get-go. I don't like playing games on little screen. It doesn't matter if it's 3D, if it's 2D, if it's an iPod or...
I like playing games on my iPod.
So what's the difference? So why don't you like playing games on your DS?
Because I'm not carrying around two pieces of electronics in my pockets when I don't need to. And paying $30 to $35 for those games.
You can get certain games cheap now, especially you who hasn't played a game ever.
You know what the street value of those games are in Tokyo? $400.
That's a lot of omelets.
So many omelets. You know what the street value of the heroin is in Tokyo that I bought in Hawaii? It's incredible. I didn't buy any heroin.
Ty, hold this.
Ty, put this in your diaper quick. Yeah, heroin. Anyway, anything else about the 3DS that we need to talk about? I think we covered it, right?
No, that horse is dead.
That horse is dead. We'll see. Let's see. I'd love to be converted. Let's put it that way. Not just religion either with the DS. All right, let's do the new releases. Please get us away from the 3DS.
Okay, I will do that. A lot of games this week. Dead Rising 2 came out, and I've been playing through that. It's a lot like the Xbox Live Arcade K-Zero game.
Right.
I get to the same point. It's the same thing. It's a time limit thing that kind of reels in the fun for me. Like, I really want to have fun with this game, but knowing that I have to be somewhere at a certain time, like, I've saved some people and brought them back to the safe house, and I still have, I don't know, like 6 or 7 hours in game time left before I can give my daughter her Zombrex, the zombie medicine that makes her not turning into a zombie.
Right. That's the main goal of the game.
Yeah. Okay. And so I'm like, I know this is just giving me an opportunity to screw up and not get back here in time. But I've left myself 6 or 7 hours where obviously I should go out and kill more zombies and have more fun. But that whole time it's going to be knowing that I had the chance of screwing up and not getting back in time.
Have you been able to finish it?
Oh, I'm not that far into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just started playing yesterday.
What's the save system like? Is it still with? There's just more bathrooms. Is that the
more
story?
Bathrooms? There's 3 save slots, which does make a big difference because you can you don't feel like you're absolutely just like backing yourself into a corner every time you save,
right?
Because you could always go back to the previous one.
Okay.
It's just I'm running by zombies a lot and not picking up weapons and not combining weapons just because I'm in such a rush to make it to the next objective in time.
Hmm.
The game is basically...
I know I probably don't need to be that way, but...
So they made a game that's basically rushing to the bathroom.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the real title of the game is I Gotta Pee. I got a P2.
I talked to Traken, our moderator on CAG. He said he's been playing the co-op, and he said the co-op is really poorly done, which was disappointing because it sounds like it could have been fun, but it does look, it's all these like logistical things that are done wrong. Like when you save the game, it kicks out the other person that you're playing with, and only the host gets to save the game, and you don't get to, when you're playing in somebody else's game, you don't get to keep any of the stuff that you find or the experience, or just seems really poorly implemented.
I'm thinking you get to keep your experience. I think that's the only thing you get to keep.
Oh, okay. But is that it?
I might be wrong. I haven't played the co-op, just reading the reviewer's guide that they sent along with the game.
I don't know. He was very disappointed. That's all I know.
If you like the first Dead Rising, you'll like this. And if you didn't like the first Dead Rising, you're not going to like this either. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of what Dead Rising is.
Control-wise and everything, it's pretty much the same.
Control-wise, it's a little bit better, a little bit more fluid than the first game, but it's still got that kind of, I don't know, just sluggish feel to it.
Right, right.
Like, you're not going to be, like, performing all, like, incredible-looking moves and animations and everything. It's all very cut.
It's not Bayonetta.
Right, definitely not.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll pick it up. I'm pretty busy.
I'm having fun with it, but it's tempered fun, which it doesn't need to be. I just don't understand the structure of this game.
Right. Why not have an option to play it another way? Just add a second mode. Untimed mode. What would be wrong with that?
I would
like that. I would like that great. Like, if there was an untimed version of it where it didn't matter, like, people could still die. I have no problems with that. Like, if you don't save them, but it just, like, that would be so much more fun to explore everything that's out there.
Right, because there's a lot of cool stuff to find.
Yeah. And this is in a mall again. Like, they say it's in Vegas, but everything I've seen, it's basically a mall. Like, you're still going to all the different shops and everything.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's a lot like the first game.
All right.
Yep. Also out, I got in Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock.
Mm. I heard you've been having trouble with that.
I have, and apparently I'm not alone. I see that Jim Sterling has also had issues with his copy of it. I got they sent me the new guitar and everything, which is great. It feels nice. It's actually the first wireless guitar that I have. I've always been using the Guitar Hero 2 corded Explorer guitar. But on my 360 Slim, I tried for about 45 minutes to get the game to play, and it just kept on giving me disc read errors. And I tried installing it. I'd get to about 30 to 35% done, and it would give me a disc read error. And I tried cleaning the disc. The disc is spotless. There's nothing wrong with the disc. Could not get it to work. Took it upstairs to my 360 Elite, and it played the first time.
I wonder if Sterling was trying it on a Slim, too.
I don't know. I just saw on Twitter that people are saying that both of us are having similar issues.
Hmm. All right.
So,
well, how's the game?
I've only played one song because I planned to play for an hour, but I spent an hour.
What song was it?
Trying to get to work. Self-Esteem by The Offspring.
Never heard of it. Hmm.
Yes, you have.
How does it go?
Hey.
My boyfriend's back. And he looks so fine.
No, that's basically... Hey La, Hey La.
Oh.
This is Hey Ya.
Oh, I know that.
I don't.
No, I don't know.
It's got the story mode to it, which they say there are quests. So you're trying to power these people up to become into like superhuman monsters.
Yeah, I played the demo. It seemed really pointless.
Yeah, I don't know. They're trying to do a new spin on it. I mean, the guitar, it's still Guitar Hero. It's still fine.
Yeah. All right, what else we got? There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. That Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light came out for PS3 and PC this week.
Okay.
That was a good game. FIFA.
Wait, so does that mean now the online portion is available for Xbox? No, it doesn't.
There's no online co-op for anybody at the moment.
Sweet.
Is how I understand it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? There, Quantum Theory. I got that in as well. I looked on the. I don't know how popular Quantum Theory is going to be.
Oh yeah,
I looked on Xbox because I put the game in to install it just to make sure that it wasn't my 360 that was giving me disc read errors, and Quantum Theory installed fine. But when you look at your games, like it always shows you the ratings, what people are ranking the game on.
Right, how many reviews it has, and how many, and the star rating.
Yeah, so this game has 4 out of 5 stars on 360 right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, great. 13 people have rated this game.
Wow. I mean, you're talking about, like, there's some games that come out, there's nothing even available. The game's not even out yet, and it already has, like, 5,000 ratings. And the game's not even out yet.
Have you checked out the Metacritic score for Quantum Theory?
I checked out the demo at E3. Remember we tried it?
Yep.
Oh, we did?
I tried to give you the controller.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even remember. No.
It was right next to the Japanese.
Yes,
star.
I do remember this game. Yeah, I didn't want to play it.
What's that game? Fist of the North Star is what I was trying to
think.
It's
right,
a bad, it's a Japanese version of Gears of War, and it's not done well from what I remember.
No, it was terrible at E3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll give it a go. They sent me this canister of stuff too.
What's in it? Did you open it?
I haven't opened it.
What the hell is your problem?
I'm opening it right now.
Is it heroin?
Into the plastic. I don't know. It's like this can, and it kind of looks like...
Gretchen, hold this.
Yeah. It kind of looks like it's like a shoe polish can or something like that. Or like something you'd have hair gel in. But
is it hair gel?
I don't know. I finally got the wrapper off. Let's see.
This is riveting.
Big black dildo?
It's in a metal tin. It's like black goop. Inside.
It's heroin. I told you. It's raw heroin.
Nice. Do you know what the street value of that
is? It smells. I don't know if it's the stuff. Wait, it's got a magnet in it? What is.
magnetic heroin, black tar heroin
in it. It just looks like tar, like putty tar.
Drink it.
You can get a lot of omelets with that.
If you drink it and you get really sick, you could probably sue. Who's makes that game? Tecmo.
Yeah, I don't think they have
it
much money.
It doesn't tell me not to eat it.
You could own Tecmo if you drink that.
That'd be awesome.
Well, it's not drinkable. It's a solid goo.
Anything is drinkable.
It's like silly putty.
All right. Anyway, how's it smell?
It smells like silly putty.
Hmm. It's probably silly putty.
It's magnetic, though. It's sticking to metal.
That's awesome. It's magnetic putty. That's pretty badass, actually.
Yep. All right, what else we got?
We got Hydrophobia came out for Xbox Live Arcade. That's the first in the Games Feast promotion.
Have you played it yet?
No. I don't really have an interest in it. Like, I hate in games when they make me swim or work my way through water.
Why?
And a whole, because it's slow and it usually controls poorly.
Oh.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun. And so this game, the screenshots and videos I saw, you do that a lot.
What kind of game is it?
It's a third-person adventure type of game.
It has a 68 on Metacritic right now, but that's because Destructoid gave it a 35.
Yeah, apparently the developer got pretty upset at Edge. Edge gave it a 3 out of 10.
Oh.
And so there was some back and forth, I guess, there between Edge and the developer.
Right.
But, and then let's see, other than that, I think that's good enough. There's a lot of stuff this week, but
FIFA and
FIFA Front Mission Evolved, Battle Versus Chess, Atelier Verona. That's enough.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I just wanted to see what the review scores of Front Mission were. I played it at where did I play it? I played it somewhere. I didn't like it.
EGS.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And it seemed pretty mediocre. All right. So that's the new releases. What else
pretty
we got?
Pretty stoked about the putty.
The putty, yeah. It's exciting. Like the putty. Try to focus on the show. Don't get too involved with the putty.
Don't get all puttied up.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. How about a word from our sponsor? First of all, GameStop.com wants you to know that you can save $20 off a $100 or more order. Just use coupon code 20DOWN. And I think that ends at the end of this month, so you have to hurry if you want to use that. But I'm not 100% sure. And also, GoDaddy.com has your web hosting and domain registration needs. We've got some coupon codes for you. That's 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAGDOMAIN at GoDaddy.com.
I got no self-esteem.
Do it.
GoDaddy or go fuck yourself.
Right. And what else? We have some contests. Do we?
We do. We do have some contests.
Oh.
That's you. That's your cue.
Oh, that's my cue or Shipwreck's cue?
No, Shipwreck's cue.
But actually, we're not ready to do it. Maybe just give him a preview of the contest, Ship.
Well, we have this contest ready to go, right?
Well, no. I have to put it into the system.
Oh, well, you should put it into the system. Well, we are giving away, courtesy of Axis Games, we're giving away 10 codes for Gladiator Begins for the PSP, which... it is a full retail game, so it's like a $40 title, I think.
Sweet. 10 of those, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, 10 of those. So I've played a little bit of it. It's an action RPG with gladiators. So
and
lots of hats and stuff to put on your people.
Well, take a look in our contest section. It should be up in the next day or two, depending on when you listen to this. Or it might be up right now, depending on when you listen to this. And any CAG news, other CAG news? Yes, we've been having some server problems. I think Super Programmer John has got it sorted out. I could be wrong, but I think so. Anyway, let's move on to some multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff, etc., etc. Who's been playing Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions?
I have. I finished it.
You finished
it? That's a good game.
Really?
Yeah, my review will be out the day after the CAG cast, but... yeah, I like that game a lot. It's surprising that it took them like 2 weeks to get me a review copy of it, but and a lot of people that long to get a review copy of it. It's not like a top tier game, I wouldn't say, But if you like Spider-Man and you like video games, it combines those two very well.
Hmm.
Like each level is based around a different Spider-Man villain. So basically each level you're just chasing down this Spider-Man villain, and then you have a couple boss battles with him and you fight his underlings and everything, and then you're on to the next villain. So it's constantly changing because you're playing as Spider-Man Noir, you're playing as Spider-Man 2099, Amazing Spider-Man, and Ultimate Spider-Man, which they all kind of play similarly except for Spider-Man Noir, which is Batman Arkham Asylum. And it's got some issues. Like it completely froze up on me, I think, two or three times, and there's some glitches like that, but I just had a lot of fun with it. Like, it has unlockable stuff, like a whole bunch of different outfits that you can have for each Spider-Man. You can play as Bagman, where he's in the Fantastic Four outfit in the paper bag.
Now, is that in every dimension with the bag on his head, or just specific?
No, each dimension, there are, I think, four total outfits that each dimension can wear, and you unlock those, because each level that you play has a whole bunch of different challenges that you complete inside the level, like take out this many guys using like objects, like throw objects at people and take them out, or redirect this person's missile and make them go into other bad guys and stuff like that. Or there's some like time sections. So there's a bunch of different things to do within each level, even though the levels are very linear. So, and then those things give you spider points, and you can unlock new combos or unlock new outfits or increase your health, stuff like that.
Interesting. So, we should send that over to Wombat.
It's a fun game. Maybe I'm a bigger Spider-Man fan than Wombat is, but maybe I will.
Right. You got to hold on to the game?
No.
You're not going to share?
No, I'll send
it over. That's okay. He could do whatever he wants with his games.
Very good, very good. Well, I bought NHL 11. I haven't played that much of it. I tried to play as much as I could yesterday. It's very good. It's a very good game of hockey. The gameplay is really well done, and it looks awesome. The weaknesses come in sort of the handling of the Hockey Ultimate Team mode. You know, the mode with all the cards and stuff. Somehow they made the cards really hard to read and really hard to organize. So you have to do like all the line changes manually, and you can't even really tell. Like, you have to like squint basically to see what position everybody is because they made the font so small.
Or you're really old.
I've heard other people complain about that too. But it shouldn't stop you from getting the game. There's like a million different modes to play in. It's an awesome game of hockey. I'm really looking forward to playing it a lot more. I made my team the Cheapies, very original name. And yeah, we're not very good right now.
We'll have to play.
Yeah, because you got it too.
Yeah.
I would like to play. Yeah, I haven't played any online yet. I tried to get into a game and it wouldn't let me join, and then I had to go. So.
Well, I know nothing about hockey, so you should be able to beat me.
I've been playing hockey games since the Pong hockey game. I played a lot of hockey games in my time. I feel confident that I can beat you in this one game. Probably the only game. What else? Shipwreck, did you try the Enslaved demo?
I did. Did anybody else?
I did. I finished it, the demo.
So did I. Did you try it, Wombat?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Okay. I think you'll like it, Wombat.
I've been told I'd like it.
It's a third-person action game that kind of combines like God of War-style combat with Prince of Persia or Tomb Raider-style traversal.
And Uncharted.
Or Uncharted. I think it's a little bit more fluid, I wouldn't say fluid. The animations aren't as fluid as Uncharted, but it feels more like Prince of Persia running on walls and flipping on stuff.
I think what the game does sort of uniquely is the way the camera works. It seems to present everything in a more cinematic way than a lot of other third-person action games.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be, that seems to be the standout. Everything else seemed fine, but that's what I noticed as being unique.
Yeah, it's kind of got a unique visuals style to it as well. I don't know if I particularly am in love with the visual style. But it is unique. Like you're on these, it starts off and you're in this giant slave airship and you have to escape from that. And during that, the ship starts crashing into a, future New York City that's kind of run down and jungly.
That looked very cool.
Yeah, it did look very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, it's done by Ninja Theory, who, did Heavenly Sword on the PS3.
People seem to like it.
And that girl looks a lot like her.
Yeah, actually she does. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, she's you have a companion who's a female, and you don't really get the sense of what she actually does in the demo, though.
No.
Like, you don't know if she's actually going to come into the gameplay at all, or if she's just on the sidelines.
You didn't get a review copy of this one, huh?
Oh, I will be getting a review copy. I just haven't received it yet.
Got it. Okay, well, check out the demo.
I've got the t-shirt and I've got the journal.
That's useful. You should
do a
review.
Just like
of the
having the game, yeah. It's like, oh, it's comfortable.
Review. T-shirt and journal review. The t-shirt is made of 100% cotton.
I wrote this review in my journal first.
Here's a picture of me writing in my journal. Here's a video.
PR companies or video game companies like sending out journals. Like, I've gotten two journals within the last 2 weeks. I got one for Enslaved and I got one for Quantum Theory.
Dear journal, I received another journal.
Right.
Boop, 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 boop.
All right. So yeah, check out the Enslaved demo. People seem to like it. I thought it was okay. What else we got in the news and stuff area?
A lot more games aren't coming out this year. Everything's getting pushed to 2011.
Are they scared? Are they scared of these big releases?
The ones that have already passed? Or
I don't know.
How many big releases are there left? I mean, I know, what do we got? We have Call of Duty.
Yep.
Got Fable 3.
Fable 3.
Got Fallout.
Yep. Is Little Big Planet 2?
Medal of Honor? Medal of Honor counts, right?
Yeah, but is Little Big Planet 2 really, like, competition? I mean,
it's not done.
I was going to say, because I wouldn't go to the store and look at, and it's not a decision between Call of Duty or Little Big Planet 2. Right. You kind of know which one you want when you walk in the store. Not saying one game is better or worse than the other. It's just,
right,
they're, you know, it's apples and oranges.
I mean, I either want to kill people or I don't want to kill people.
Basically.
So, okay. And yeah. And also NBA Elite. So what was the story with NBA Elite? Because, you know, they release a basketball game. EA releases a basketball game every year, and I guess,
well, they went back to scratch on this one, and apparently, from everything I ever heard about it, is it was terrible.
Oh,
so they canned it at the last moment, like a week before it was supposed to come out. It was supposed to be out next week.
That's so crazy. How are Xbox and PS3 owners supposed to get NBA Jam?
They said that it will be available before this holiday season.
So NBA Jam is coming separately to both those consoles, and it's coming out before NBA Elite.
Yes, if NBA Elite 11.
That was originally supposed to be like a pack-in with the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the way they were going to try to help NBA Elite, because nobody was going to buy NBA Elite.
So now they're just going to try and recoup the cost by releasing it on the various arcades/networks?
Which is what they should have done in the first place. NBA Jam.
No, it's going to be a full release. It's going to be a disc release, right?
Why not? It seems like it has enough content on the Wii.
Unless aren't they supposed to gimp the content for the Xbox and PlayStation?
Maybe. Well, that was the original intent, but I don't know what the plan is now.
By the way, I heard it's very good. Stuttering Craig from Screw Attack was visiting here for TGS, and he's played it, and he said it was really awesome. But all the versions, he said, are awesome.
Did he tell you his top 10 reasons why it was great?
Yes, he did. I don't know. He said he beat the developer. he said he's really good at NBA Jam. He has a lot of NBA Jam experience.
He was in Fuego.
He said he's so good that he beat the developer, which is pretty impressive. Fun fact about Stuttering Craig that you may not know. Do you remember the sport Slam Ball, the basketball on trampolines?
I do.
Do you know he played in that Slam Ball league?
that's kind of funny and kind of sad.
It's not sad. It looks awesome. It's on YouTube.
Awesome, but
it's on YouTube.
Funny.
You see him flying on the trampolines. It's pretty cool. Okay. What else? Oh, this I thought was interesting. I pulled this one.
No, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. I meant to pull it. Yeah, so why don't you read it?
Only 6% of U.S. console owners have downloaded content in the past 3 months.
Are you surprised by that? I don't know if... I mean, I knew it would be low, but I don't think it would... I didn't think it was going to be that low.
What's crazy is how much money... But, you know, like, the amount of money Microsoft made last year, considering if it's that low a percentage, is pretty crazy. Yeah. It means that what it really means, I think, is that 6% is buying a lot of stuff.
Right. And that the market is really, potential market is really, really huge once they can get more people to take advantage of it.
Well, I think it means that there's room for both markets, if anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what consoles were included in this?
Doesn't say.
Because if they're including PS2s,
I don't know if they would count that, but it may count. Well, even the Wii still has a viable online marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see in the article where it says.
It doesn't say. It doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it still seems really low. I mean, 6%.
Right. And also, in the last piece of multi-platforming news, zombies are coming to Call of Duty Black Ops.
That's great. What else do we have?
Well, we can.
They're also coming to Red Dead Redemption.
Right. Zombies are coming to everything.
Yes. Sony, time to talk about Sony.
I've been playing a lot of Move still.
Still,
like, yeah. Well, I got some more games in the review for Move, and it's kind of fun. I had some of my friends from college come up this last weekend, and we played some Move games. Bocce's a lot more fun with a lot of people and a lot of beer. So that I want to change my
just,
review.
Just ask any Italian American over the age of 50; he'll probably tell you the same thing.
Right.
I've also been playing a little bit of Brunswick Pro Bowling, which does an adequate job of recreating bowling, and Planet Mini Golf, which is a PSN game that is it's really good actually. It has a whole bunch of create a course options. And there's some ridiculous, like, I want to say there's like 17,000 holes available to play because you can share your created holes with everybody on PSN. And it works well with Move. It plays with a normal controller as well, but I've just been playing with the Move controller, and Mrs. Shipwreck really enjoys that. The create a holes are sometimes a little iffy because if you don't hit the perfect shot to begin with, you can kind of just get stuck. And not really be able to get to where the hole is at. But I don't know. It's fun. I like it.
There's a lot of dirty jokes I could be working in here, but I'm just.
I was waiting for you. Did I not pause enough?
I don't know. I thought.
You want me to say get in the hole a few more times?
You mentioned Mrs. Shipwreck, so that I thought I'd be out of line if I made jokes. You know. Wombat, did you want to approach that subject?
Make another sexual comment about Shipwreck's wife? Nah, yeah, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
I do that enough.
Meanwhile, I was somehow came across the Amazon Japan listings for PlayStation Move. I didn't realize that they have all different Move bundles here, and they're much more reasonably priced than in America. So they have, you can get this, at least on Amazon Japan, it seems to be discounted a little bit. They're selling the controller, the camera, and Resident Evil 5, the gold edition.
Well, that's the only one that works
with
Move.
Yeah, it would work with it. It's called an alternative edition. It, even with the translation and the weak dollar, it's $76.
That is much better.
That's way cheaper, right? It's $100 in America, and you get Sports Champions, right?
Yeah, and who the hell wants that?
Yeah.
Right. So it's way
cheaper. Sports Champions is good.
Yeah, and how about this? Play Bocce.
They have another bundle. They have the controller, the camera, and Beat Sketch, and that's like $55.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I guess they don't think people are too interested in this in Japan.
You need a big room to play this in.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for Japan. And we'll talk about. Well, maybe Anything? Oh yeah, we're done with Sony, so let's talk about.
Yeah, that'll
this, then.
Lead us right into you with Kinect and Major Nelson's video about how to use Kinect.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Yeah, it looks like he's playing in a high school gym that living room
with curtains and a couch.
Yeah, exactly. All you need is 30 feet by 30 feet in your living room.
Right, and a vaulted ceiling. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually,
and,
what
and
it said
floodlights.
Was
floodlights. I'm ready to go.
I mean, actually, what it said, let's be honest, was that the ideal play space is 6 feet from your television set. So that means that's like your starting position in a game is 6 feet from your television
set.
That's
the same with the Move.
And then you need space, obviously, behind you and to the sides of you so you can move around. And I consider like my living room is pretty large for a Japanese living room. You know, I have a pretty modern new apartment, and you know, my couch has like one of those lounge things on the side, and I just don't have that much space. Like I have just enough space to stand there, but then, you know, I can't move backwards or to the side on one side.
Yeah,
and
I
the
can't
lighting.
Move. There's no moving
you're
backwards.
Be a little whackany balls to your left hand side there. Like, those are all going to get past you.
Right. That's my weak side, where the couch is. And then it says you need, you know, even lighting, just like the old iToy.
Oh, God.
Remember the old iToy?
Just like the current iToy. I tried playing some more iPet, and that thing is just, it's unplayable in my setup.
You don't have enough lights.
I have either too much lights or not enough lights.
Right. So I don't know. They show you this video. It's like I don't know. It makes me really even less interested in Kinect than I was before. It's
like, yeah, if you can't plug the damn thing in and have it just play, if you have to do other stuff, then it really could go fuck itself.
Really hard to play games that you're probably not even interested in.
Yeah, it could seriously go fuck itself. Like the Kinect could take its own connection, shove it in an input somewhere inside itself, and ejaculate electronic sparkles inside itself. That is inside what I'd itself. Like it to do. That would be Kinect fucking itself.
How many feet? I've been in Wombat's house. How many feet do you think you have between your television, your giant television, and your couch?
It's big. It's more than you think.
It is. Well, you have a big like coffee table like thing in front.
Yeah,
of
I have the big leather ottoman in the middle, which makes right. it seem which makes gives it. The appearance of it being much smaller than
well, you would
is.
Have to move that out of the way.
Yeah, if I move the big leather ottoman out of the way, then I have room. I mean, there's
but
a good.
You have room behind you. You
not really. I mean, yeah, I have.
You maybe
the couch,
have 6 feet.
The couch
right?
sticks out like 2 feet behind me. But
right.
I probably have at least 6 feet.
You have to move
feet.
That couch out of there too.
Yeah, I have like 6 to 8 feet in front of me. Sure, but.
But behind you.
Forget it.
Yeah. And you don't have the lighting. I mean, I've seen your video chat in there. It's pretty dark in there. I mean, I don't either. Who does? And I have a window on one side. It's going to screw the lighting. And it's like so much work for games that you don't even care about.
Yeah, you know why there's not great lighting in here? Because this is the room I like to sit and play games and watch TV, right. which is something I like to do in like the dark.
Right, like a movie theater.
Retards.
In fact, I think if I ever buy a new TV.
I'm not supposed to use that word. I apologize.
No, right. You just offended some retards. but I was using it in, you're not supposed to use it at all?
No, not at all.
Oh, I thought you weren't supposed to use it as a, you know, unless you were really talking about retards. Am I digging a hole, bigger hole
you,
right now?
You are. I enjoy it, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Forget that. Forget that, you retards. Don't listen. All right.
Oh, no.
No, I like retarded people. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of retarded people. Speaking of retarded people... No, I don't have a segue to this. What is this Wombat that you've put here on under my
microphone? Now I have the hiccups. Thank you.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Who put this thing?
I did. I guess neither of you have the live update preview.
I went to sign up for it, and then I was in Hawaii, and then it said I needed my the serial number off my Xbox, which I did not have.
That's where I stopped too.
Because you had to look behind your Xbox?
Yeah, that seemed like a lot of work for something I was just going to get a few months later.
Yeah, I didn't bother.
Right.
All right.
Good
I'm glad
good
we talked about that.
Good job,
yeah.
team. Oh, way to go,
stupid
team.
Stupid hiccups.
You know what the street value of those hiccups are in Tokyo?
How many omelets can I get?
You could bottle those and it's like liquid gold.
Liquid omelet.
Gash is gold.
Lovely.
So Reach, I bought Halo Reach and Wombat. You've been, did either of you guys finish it or no?
Yeah, I finished the single player mission. I played about 30 some odd multiplayer games.
Whoa, look at you with the multiplayer.
It's all I've been playing. It's just terrible.
So are you good at the multiplayer yet?
I'm actually not terrible. I played with a whole bunch of kegs at a few, there were some comments made where I'm surprised you're not as bad as I thought you were came up. I'm like middle of the pack.
Interesting. So, I would like to play with you.
I'd be happy to play with you. I've been enjoying it. I really like Firefight, which I played with some friends the other day. That was a lot of fun. Where you just, basically fight hordes and hordes of Covenant. But yeah, I've been playing. You know what it is? Friday night I came home and my wife was away and the baby was asleep. And I just went and played some, Slayer, which is, every man for himself kind of stuff. And I played that for a couple hours. Rumble Pit. There's Race. There's so many game modes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like the multiplayer really shines. There's a lot of stuff to do. I tried the single player and I played it for maybe 15 minutes. And then I was like, I think I'd rather just play the multiplayer. And then I did that.
Well, the single player is actually, I really liked the single player. As far as Halo games go, I think this is probably my favorite single player. My favorite story of all the games, having played all of them. I do think that there's something about the multiplayer in this that I think I do also like a little bit better. I don't know, maybe it's just because it's new.
Well, it doesn't have the dual wielding thing, so maybe it's a little easier for you to
maybe wrap your head around. I don't think I was ever a fan of dual wielding. There is probably some truth to that. I think I've just maybe because I have played the single player recently, or maybe I'm just better than I have been, or maybe I'm just playing with people that aren't very good. I don't know. Maybe the matchmaking's just that much better.
Yeah, maybe. I saw that in matchmaking, you can set your preferences so you can choose people who are polite.
I did. Polite, not chatty, playing for fun, not competition. Those are all things that I picked. Yes. So I've been enjoying that. And yeah, it's a good time. Invasion I like a lot too, which is the 8-on-8 mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun. I mean, the level's huge, and Spire, where it has a big spire in the center, and you got to get to the top of it. It's like this whole to-do. It's a lot of fun, and there's just so much to do in multiplayer that, you get some people together, and you play some games, and you're going to have a good time, and that's really what it comes down to.
And you're going
to
kill a lot of time.
I'm going to get killed a lot, and I do.
No, I mean, you're going to kill a lot of time.
Yes. You can look at my kill death spread and you can be amused.
Oh, how do I do that? I want to do that right now.
You could go to it's on bungie.net and you could search my gamer tag.
That's gotta be good. Can I do that?
Yeah, you could do that.
Find your stats. Here we go. Wombat 5277. Find your stats.
Are you still there, Shipwreck?
Yeah, I'm looking up your stats as well.
Oh, wonderful.
It's not working. It's just, I don't think it's doing anything.
Yeah, what's it?
Maybe it's broken. Boo.
I can tell you I've killed 1,774 Covenant.
That's good.
And I have 91 matchmaking multiplayer medals.
And this doesn't work.
93 kills in multiplayer. Doesn't say how many times I've died. But if you look at my actual game history, you could see my kill death streaks.
All right.
My worst is -21.
That's your death streak?
No, that's my kill death, and one game was a -21.
Oh, that's really bad.
Well, it was an oddball. The whole point isn't to kill people, it's to hold the skull the most.
You don't have to explain oddball to me.
I'm explaining it to the listeners. They're like, well, that's terrible. I'm like, well, it's because you're not trying to kill anyone.
Right.
Other than that, my second lowest is -8.
All right. So, well, I want to play with you. I don't want to do the show anymore. I want to play games.
Okay.
I didn't play any video games for a week, not even on the iPhone when I was on vacation. Nothing. Zero. Not even a board game.
What about your iPhone?
No.
Shipwreck, do you have anything to talk about on the iPhone?
I do. We got a game from a CAG. Helped develop it. Yeah, that was an excellent segue. It's called Circuit Swap. It was Kagdaiachi is the one that sent it to me. And I played through it. It's a little puzzle game where you are sliding batteries. Well, yeah. You're sliding batteries into receptacles, but you can only move the batteries towards either the plus or the minus sides of the batteries. You can't move them sideways. So depending on which way the battery is facing, you can only move it that way. But then there's other blocks that change the way the battery is oriented. And I mean, it's a competent little puzzle game. It's a dollar. We have four of them to give away, and I'll just give them away randomly to people that post in the show thread. But yeah, it's Circuit Swap. So if you feel like supporting a CAG, go ahead and buy that off of iTunes.
And while you're talking about iPhone, let's give a shout out to our friends at Screw Attack, who have produced their first game, an iPhone game called Texting of the Bread. It's like a typing type game where you have to type to kill gingerbread men who are attacking you. It's pretty cool. Check it out. It's I think it's $1.99. Texting of the Bread. Shout out. Word. What else? Should we just...
Oh, I wanted to talk about Quick Hit Football real quick.
Okay, quick. Do a quick hit.
I will. I know you've always liked the title of this game, Cheapy.
Why? Because during E3, I just kept talking about... It's the one thing I kept talking about?
Yes, yes. You loved Quick Hit Football.
Right.
All you could talk about was taking quick hits.
Right.
No, I put a review up for this. It's a free-to-play online football game where you are the coach and you select plays, and it's got a lot of RPG to it because you, as you rank up and do successful plays, then you can level up your players and give them new skills and everything. And it does have the NFL license, but not the NFL players license. Hmm. So you get the official teams, but not the actual players. But it's pretty addictive. It's a pretty bad game to play if you are trying to do something on your computer, like something you need to get done, like write a review or do taxes or something. This isn't what you want to be playing. Like it's very addictive.
I read the comments on your review, and people were like, "Well, there goes my work day."
It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. The game also moves really fast, which I like about it. So there you go.
Yeah, it takes about 20 minutes to play a game.
Yeah, it's good. It's, you know what, it's a good game to play while watching football.
It is. That's how I play too. And the nice thing about it is it takes about two games to level up to the next level. So after you play one game, you're pretty much going, I might as well play another one so I can get better players. So it's a fun game, and it's free. Like, there's nothing really negative to say about it.
Sounds good. All right, then. Well, let's do some... Show us your tweets and CAG bags, some questions from our audience. Cave, underscore Cave from Twitter, said, wants us to talk about the good old games debacle. Yeah, so that happened while I was in Hawaii. The GOG.com, which is the company that digitally distributes old DRM-free PC games, basically put out a press release saying that there were some major issues going on, and they were going to have to close down the site, and then people were unable to access their content for a few days that they had purchased. But it was really just a marketing stunt for their relaunch of their website. They were never going out of business or anything like that, and that pissed off a lot of people. And I can understand why. I mean, who thought that would be a good idea?
I have no idea.
It made me think about good old games.
But you're torturing your loyal customers. Like, why would you want to torture your loyal customers? You're just going to make people upset who like your service. You know, it's just, why do that? I don't know. People were really mad. I think it was a not a great idea. That's what I think about.
I don't think it was a great idea.
No.
But apparently, it did get them press.
Yep,
got them a lot of press.
It got them a lot of press and a lot of traffic. But I don't know if they sold more games because of it.
I think they probably did.
And even still, it doesn't make it right.
Still doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy when they point out exactly what everybody's fear is about this downloadable content. Then it could just instantly go away.
Right. And you don't own it, the disc. Let's see. Pat Toko 12 via Twitter says, please set the record straight on why Halo 3 sold more in week one than Reach. Other podcasts missed that there is competition now. Isn't it maybe more because, you know, Halo 3 is the first Xbox 360 Halo game, so there's a lot of excitement behind it, and maybe, you know, Halo Reach, people already had their next gen Halo, and it maybe to some people it didn't look a lot different.
Could be. It could also be, you know, maybe more people maybe getting it closer to the holidays. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal, no matter what.
No,
Halo 3 was an event, though. Halo 3 was huge.
Yeah, right. Halo 3,
like you had Mountain Dew flavors for Halo 3. Now you just have Halo on the Mountain Dew cans.
Right, not the actual flavor.
Yeah, not the actual flavor.
It didn't change the formula.
It still doesn't change the fact that Reach made $200 million in 2 days.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So I don't think anyone's complaining anywhere.
Right. Wait, I'm looking at Wombat's scores here. Halo Reach, yeah, minus 21.
Yeah, it's all that one, but that one again, that's an anomaly because of the game type.
Well, I look forward to playing with you. Anyway, let's see. Thomas 96 says, do you guys think that Best Buy and Amazon jumping on the used game market is what really caused the developers to focus on how used game sales affected their sales? Just seems like before that, when it was mostly just GameStop doing used game sales, there was never a problem. No, I don't think they care about that. I think GameStop still does the majority of the used game trafficking. You know, I'm sure they do way more buying and selling of used games than Best Buy and Amazon put together. I'm sure of it. I think it really has nothing to do with it. Just developers are, you know, it's a bad economy out there. Everyone's trying to make some money. And they're saying, hey, we want to make more money.
And the trick is, if you make better games that people don't want to trade in, then there won't be a used game to buy.
Yeah, how many people do you think are trading in Halo Reach right now?
Probably not many.
Let's see. Yeah, these games with really robust multiplayer modes that you can just play for, you know, for a year or two.
I was going to say, that's kind of a double-edged sword, though, because you need fans to support your robust multiplayer mode. We both really like Singularity, but do you think people are still really playing that online?
Well, I didn't think the multiplayer... I mean, I thought they you know, the multiplayer wasn't just like some tacked-on thing.
Well, how about
but
Bioshock 2?
Well, I wasn't looking to play multiplayer in that anyway.
Exactly. So I guess that may not always be the key right. to the kingdom.
Right. Okay. Evil Dead Jedi asks, what do you guys think of Sony filing the patent on an external PS2 backwards compatible device? Do you think if this device is released to the public, will it be successful or will it cause a backlash since Sony removed the feature from the retail systems? Shipwreck, what do you think?
It seems kind of silly to me. I don't know what the market for this thing would be. It seems, I don't know, it seems like the market would be very small for those that really wanted to play PS2 games on their PS3.
It seems like almost not worth doing, not worth
right.
producing.
Right, like, people that have PS2 games have a PS2, so if they have to plug something into their PS3 to get PS2 games to work, you might as well just plug your PS2 in.
Maybe. I don't know. I never thought backwards compatibility was that big of a deal.
I like it on my PS3.
Yeah, I have it too.
But haven't used it probably in 2 years.
Right.
I was going to say, I don't know the last time I put a PS2 game into my PS3 or an Xbox game into my Xbox 360. I couldn't tell you.
It's hard to go back for me.
Yeah, I move forward.
Tybee wants to know, when did you guys begin using the phrase money hats to refer to game journalists and other industry folks who have taken payola? Did you coin the term? Where did it come from? Then he goes on to say that... his grandmother used to use that term, money hats. She used to put money inside of hats. So, no, we didn't make it up. And it means, I guess, you know, people think that, I mean, I don't believe for a second that game journalists receive payola in the traditional traditional definition of where record companies would pay DJs to play their songs. That doesn't happen. No one's getting money to do this type of thing. I know a lot of people on message boards say that. They say, oh, they're getting paid so much money from Microsoft to give Halo a good review that they can make hats out of it, right? Isn't that where it comes from? I think.
I think.
No?
No clue.
Maybe it comes from your grandma, Tybee. I don't know. But I don't think people, I don't think that's really a concern. I don't think, you know, Microsoft is contacting a reviewer at Destructoid and saying, hey, here's $500. Can you give Fable 3 a good write-up? Yeah, I don't think that's the case. Of course, you know, they receive other things like trips to Hawaii and all kinds of special tchotchkes.
Yeah, I wonder if EA is going to have any good food at the event I'm going to next week.
The Rock Band thing?
No, I'm going to the Spring Fling or whatever they're calling it, the Winter Showcase. I don't know.
Spring Fling Winter Showcase.
Whatever. They have both. At the same time. They just show everything at once. Hey, we're done for the year. I'm like, all right, see you next summer.
It's probably the same stuff they showed at TGS, I'm guessing.
It's probably the same stuff they showed at that last one I went to, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And that guy thought I insulted him.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't even you.
It wasn't even me. Oh, that reminds me. I need to talk about Cabela's Big Game Hunts 2011.
Yeah, you do?
I do. I went to that event last week.
Yeah, well, they had an event in Manhattan for that.
They had an event. No, they were taking a trailer across the country. I tweeted the
picture. It's in Columbus right now.
Yeah,
in Ohio right now.
You should go. I tweeted the picture of me holding the fake shotgun.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I mean, you think if there's one area of the United States that you could avoid traveling to for that game, it would be Manhattan.
Well, it was conveniently located.
Right.
It's a Cabela game. If you've ever played it in the bar, they have that kind of mode where you shoot the deer as they run past you with your fake shotgun. And there's also a story mode, which is kind of weird, but where you actually use the light gun. It has a light gun for the Xbox and the PS3, depending upon which version you buy. And it comes with a sensor and the gun. So it's kind of like, you know, basically like a Wiimote or Move, but instead it's a light gun peripheral that's made by Mad Catz, and this game is being published by Activision. So, you know, it'd be nice to see Activision actually come out with a line of light gun games that work well because they have this peripheral that should use more than one
game.
They
have a light gun for the 360?
Yep. That's what I played it on. It's a light gun for the 360. It has a sensor bar, which is how the light gun works because you can't really use a light gun with them newfangled flat screens.
Right.
And so it comes with a sensor bar. It does have analog sticks on the gun as well, so you can actually move your guy and hold the gun at the same time, as well as, you know, the obvious buttons and a trigger and a pump for the shotgun, which is always, you know, everyone likes the pump action shotgun. And you shoot the screen. The calibration needed a little bit of work when I played it, but also I was like the 30th person to play the game that day, and I don't think it was calibrated for me to begin with. So I would kind of want to play around with the settings. But other than that, I mean, it did work well. It does have that, you know, the issue sometimes first-person games have on the Wii where you want to move to the right and you wind up spinning in circles. But other than that, it's, you know, so far and from what I played was pretty solid, and I definitely would like to play more of it, and I would definitely like to see more light gun games with a legitimate light gun on the 360 and or the PS3. So that's kind of cool. Definitely. Yeah. See, I had something to talk about there. They took me from the event to Penn Station in a rickshaw.
What does that have to do with hunting?
Nothing. But it was cool. I've been living in Manhattan for 12 years. I've never been on one of those rickshaw bikes before. So,
pedo cab?
A pedo cab, yes.
Did they give you beef jerky?
No, but they should have.
Yeah.
They gave me a t-shirt.
All right. Let's see. I don't know. That's good. I think we did enough show. What do you think about that? I want to play some games today.
You do that.
I really would like to play more hockey and Halo.
Hockey, Halo Hockey. I bet that game would sell 200 million copies.
Maybe we can make it as a game mode you can make, maybe.
Probably.
The Forge World.
There you go.
All right, then. Well, thank you for listening to us. I want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/GBD, Twitter.com/Wombat5277, Twitter.com/Shipwreck, and of course, we've got video game deals and UK game deals if you live in the United Kingdom. I'm almost at 10,000. Maybe I hit it while we were doing the show. Let's see. It's very important. People need to know how many followers I have. Nope, 9,997. But I should get that soon. So yeah, I rule, of course. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wombat, we're all very, say congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm still working on catching Wombat.
And well, now I need to catch up to you. You know, I'm losing like 50 followers a week, so.
You are?
It's
yeah.
It's because of all those superhero things.
It's because of
that's
all,
that's annoying
yeah.
as hell. I almost stopped following
him. I almost unfollowed him too.
Yeah,
you have to understand, like, I wake up in the morning and then I go back and I read all the tweets from, and I don't follow that many people. I follow maybe like 100 people. And then I go and I see there's like 10 tweets in a row from Wombat of what was it? Bad superhero names?
Yeah, today was bad superhero name day. Thing is, I, you know, and it's not just me. It's me and like a handful of other CAGs and we play, you know, Twitter
that's the
games.
Problem is I follow some of those CAGs too. So now I have like 40 of these things in a row. And, you know, some of them were cute, but. You know, I'm working here. I'm trying to learn about what's going on in the video game world.
A, no, you're not. And B, B, it's I funny. Am.
Okay, if you say so. So if you want to hear some really funny superhero names, follow Wombat 5277. And what else? Oh, GoDaddy.com. Coupon codes, 10% off any order, CAG 10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and CAG domain for $7.49 domain registrations, web hosting, and domains at GoDaddy.com. And of course, at GameStop.com, use coupon code 20DOWN to get $20 off a $100 order. That's GameStop.com. And review us on iTunes immediately, right now, review us and subscribe and tell your friends. And. That is all.
Bread's done.
How far is far?
Announcing the Activision Decathlon by David Crane.
How fast is fast?
10 events designed to challenge the limits of your ability.
How great is great?
I never thought I would experience the challenge of the decathlon again. I was wrong.
For your Atari 2600, the Activision Decathlon. Let the games begin.